Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and their ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 108 of the O Woman Podcast, and I wanted to talk today about a topic that I mentioned yesterday a little bit. Today I want to talk about how stress makes sex suck or not even happen at all. So we talked a little bit yesterday about listening to your body, and how negatively affecting stress can be, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper and give you another reason why eliminating stress or dealing with stress properly is probably a more, appealing and easier thing to do instead of just eliminating stress. I wanted to talk about how important this actually is, especially for your sex life, especially if you're having some issues in your sex life. It's going to be really important to listen to this episode today. So first of all, think about yourself. So if you have a decreased sex drive, think about your environment. So let's think about your work. Is work really busy? Do you work too much? Are the people that you work with butt faces and they make you angry every time you go in? Or is your boss an asshead and you cannot stand to listen to him talk or her talk? Those things are going to stress you out, whether you realize it or not. And they might stress you out in the moment, and then you might deal with them. Or they might stress you out, and you might bring them home with you and embed that stress in your body. And I'll explain later about how that happens. And then that's going to negatively affect you and your sex life. So think about home, too. Is home really busy right now? Is home really stressful right now? Maybe you're having issues with your partner or your family, or you're having money issues, perhaps, or issues with a myriad other options that can happen in that's related to your home. Or what about other environment stressors? So your commute to work is horrible. You have 2 hours to commute, and that's so tiresome. Which stresses out you, it stresses out your partner, it stresses out your kids. Perhaps that's the case. Or maybe you're stressed because they're building a house across the street from you and it's nonstop noise. You know, things like that. Little things that we don't always think of affecting us. They actually do. They accumulate, they build up, and our body is so good at recognizing and processing and feeling other things that whatever you experience is going to affect you. So think about those things and think about maybe your level of stress. So admit it to yourself. Think, okay, I'm actually extremely stressed now that I think about it. And in general, I'm extremely stressed. Or I'm stressed from 7 to 9 in the morning when I commute. I'm very stressed. But once I get to work and then when I get home, I'm not as stressed. That's still going to affect you too, but in a different way than kind of the constant stress is going to affect you. So before we talk about what stress actually does for your body, we need to talk about how you can fight stress. So the first most obvious thing is cut back on what stresses you. Well, duh, that's an obvious thing, but some people don't think of that. So if something is stressing you, your job is stressing you, think about it. Is it possible, or do you want to cut back? Can you work less? Can you find a different job that employs your same skills but is perhaps closer if your commute is too long, or where at least you're going to have a different group of coworkers that perhaps at least it's a blank slate. You don't know if they'll stress you out or not. And that's just kind of obvious, but sometimes it needs to be reset. So cut back on what stresses you out. If doing so many chores in your house and having your house look perfect and wonderful all the time because you just feel like someone might drop by and you want everything to be clean and spick and span, if that stresses you out, maybe stop. I mean, what's going to happen? Your friend comes over and they think, oh, she's such a slob because something isn't put away. No, it's not going to happen. That's one of my issues, is I'm always thinking of chores to do in the house. And it isn't necessary. Some things are necessary. You need to feed the dog. You need to clean up the thing that spilled. But you don't need to sweep every day. You don't need to vacuum every week. You know, you don't need to do all of that. You can, but you don't need to. Some other things to focus on besides cutting back on what stresses you out is nutrition. I talked about in the last episode about how important eating the right things is going to be for your body. Nutrition is super important. And this is not just eating. Nutrition is not the same thing as eating. Nutrition is the nutrients and the good stuff that you get from the food, which means you have to eat good food. If you eat crap food, you get no nutrients or crap in your body, and it's not going to benefit you at all. It's going to keep you alive. It's going to make you feel not hungry, but it's not going to help any other aspect of your body. Getting regular sleep is really important, too, when it comes to stress. I know that's hard sometimes, especially if you're a parent dealing with, you know, waking up for your kids and things like that. But getting regular sleep is really important. It doesn't always have to be the same amount of hours. It might not always be, but trying to get yourself to bed at a decent time, trying to get yourself out of bed at a decent time. Exercising is a really great de-stressor, because it releases endorphins, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But exercise is great. It also gets some of your stress out. So if you know actively what you're stressed about, it helps you kind of get that anger, that frustration out. But it still helps you on a subconscious level, whether or not you know that you're stressed about something. Exercising is going to do good stuff with your body, which is going to fight some of the bad stuff that's going on because of the stress. Relaxation exercises are also great. Even if you don't think you need them, they're still great. It's taking a moment to do some deep breathing or some meditation or something slow and purposeful like yoga or stretching or something like that. So because when you exercise, endorphins activate in your body and they start moving around your body, these naturally fight stress, which is really great. So there's your link between exercise and de-stressing. And any exercise is good because anything that gets your body going in a, you know, more than maybe walking down the hall kind of way is going to activate some endorphins and get that flowing through your body. So I mentioned before that the stress hormones in your body are called catecholamines. That's a long word. But they cause the body, when they get cut on, when you feel stressed, when something happens, they cause the body to respond to get you back in balance. So you might need these stress hormones if you're trying to run away from a creepy dog that's chasing you. Or you might need these stress hormones when you are trying to, do something that's a big, intense moment that's really important to you. Snatch your baby up when someone is about to, like, knock him over. You know, something like that. You might need these hormones. But your body, when they flood your system, your body's going to have to start working overtime to get them out of your system or to get them your system rebalanced. So when you stress yourself out, for silly reasons, you're flooding your system with all these catecholamines. And your body, now you're requiring that your body do some extra work. So chronic stress, which is stress that happens often all the time or almost all the time, because all these stress hormones are flooding through your system, it influences the accumulation of fat in your body. And that's part of your body thinking, hey, I need to get back in balance. All these different things are happening. It influences the accumulation of fat, and fat causes a sort of low-grade full-body inflammation. But the horrible thing about this is this full-body inflammation that's low-grade and gradual but stays there, this can stimulate the stress system again. And that's because of there's an adipokine secretion happening because of the inflammation. So this is another thing that goes on in your body. The inflammation causes your body to get stressed again. So if you think about it, if you're stressed, you're going to hold on to more fat, which is going to cause your body to get inflamed, which is going to cause the secretion of this other particle that is then going to stress your system even more. So it's going to be a big cycle, and then you hold on to more fat. So that might actually negatively affect your sex life because you might notice yourself, I'm getting chubby and I'm not feeling great about my body. Maybe you're feeling fine about it, but there's a chance that you're not if your weight has changed in a way that you can't really fully understand. So you're not feeling as comfortable in your own skin, perhaps, and that's going to affect how you respond sexually with your partner or how they respond to you, maybe, or at least how you perceive it to be, whether or not it's true. So now to focus a little bit more on literally what we're talking about today, which is how stress makes sex suck. Not in a good way suck, in a bad way suck. Or it makes sex just not even happen at all. So cortisol is one of the hormones that is produced by stress also. And if it's secreted for like large amounts of time in your system, so this is chronic stress, then it suppresses your sex hormones What? Which means right there, scientifically, there you go. If you're chronically stressed, your job is chronically stressing you. Your life is chronically stressing you. You're just chronically stressing yourself. It's going to decrease your sex drive because it's going to decrease your sex hormones. And this is your body trying to get itself back in balance. It's trying to balance itself. But when cortisol is flowing through your system for an extended period of time, it's going to make sex suck. Also, stress just on an emotional, social level makes relationships hard because you have all these issues to talk about. Someone's stressed, someone's snippy, someone's rude to the other person. There's all these other things that you have to deal with. And then that makes sex hard. Who wants to argue with, who wants to have sex with someone they just argued with? Some people do, but not most people. Most people want to say, kiss my butt and not hang out with them for a little while. Another thing too about stress is that, some people, tend to, when they feel stressed, look for ways of coping that are not really the best, like alcohol or other numbing substances. Maybe an addiction of some sort. Maybe just watching TV nonstop and that's their escape. Maybe, you know, other drugs. It just depends. But these other numbing things are going to affect sex. So especially alcohol. Think about any experience you might have had where someone, you or your partner had too much to drink and the sex was not that successful. One or both of your bodies were not working properly. And so just right there, that's, you know, one of the side effects of stress is using alcohol or other things to cope. And that's not going to be so great for your sex life. Also, stress impacts the pituitary gland, which is the gland in your body that controls your thyroid, your adrenal glands, your ovaries. Now, that's the interesting part is it controls your ovaries. So when stress is impacting your pituitary gland, its ability to control the ovaries changes. It does different things. So it's going to make some of your hormones weird, potentially. And this is specifically chronic stress, not stress for, you know, an hour out of the day. It's going to make your hormones weird, and this can affect fertility. So if you're someone that's interested in trying to get pregnant soon, it's going to affect your fertility to be chronically stressed. And that's why when you hear people saying, oh, we're trying to have a baby, we're not getting pregnant, what's the problem? Doctors will say the first thing is don't stress out because that's going to make it worse. And it's true. It does. It really does. So stress has a lot of negative effects on your sexuality, sex, and then also some of the side effects of sex that you might be longing for, like getting pregnant, for example. So cut down on stress in some of the ways that I mentioned, because your body is going to be more highly inflamed when you're stressed. You might hold on to more fat. This might affect your self-esteem. Your hormones, your sex hormones are literally going to be suppressed by the stress hormones. Stress makes your relationships hard. It makes you have to navigate this whole other, you know, set of issues that maybe weren't there before because someone's kind of stressed and acting like a punk. And it also might make you turn to other things to cope with stress, which is going to numb sex and not make sex the best. So think about these things and think about how it actually is a big deal to have stress in your body. It isn't just a normal part of life to allow stress to take over and control you. Stress is normal, but refusing to cope with it or allowing it to take over your day or take over your life or continue to be there day after day, that isn't normal. And you need to work on that because it's going to affect your health and it's going to affect your sex life, which is important. Thanks as always for listening to the O Woman podcast. I love talking with you guys. Please join us on Facebook and on iTunes, and I will talk to you next time. All right. Bye.